Duke Dance and Dal Erickson live in studio with you this morning. And joining us over the phone today is Peter Visser, a now high school senior at Star Valley High School. Peter, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Peter. The first question I told myself I was going to ask you is, how much have you run already this morning?
I'm actually on a little break right now, so no running this morning.
I'm on a little break myself, Peter.
That's
now that you mentioned that,
we need to word
it. It's been about 33 year break for me, so I'll pick it back up though. Don't worry about it. No, Peter, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us this morning. Of course, Peter is a 2-time Gatorade Runner of the Year, multiple team titles in cross country and track and field, and of course, individual championships and accolades as well. And Peter, one question I had for you is, as you go through this time, especially when the spring season was canceled and you guys couldn't do the team workouts and the team practices and things like that, how do you keep yourself motivated to continue to run and continue to prepare and get ready for the upcoming senior season?
Yeah, that was one of the hardest things that I found that I ran into here, especially during just continuing to train through the spring. Was you kind of take it for granted with all the great teammates that you have and stuff, and you know, without them by your side through all those months, it makes it a lot more difficult to get out the door and to go put in the work. So I don't even know how I did it. I guess it's kind of like an addiction, I guess. I just had to, you know, get out every day. I felt like, you know, I hadn't really accomplished anything that day unless I got out and did the workout for the day. So I guess that's kind of what kept me going through these last couple months without the team. So
now recently you ran a time trial, which I had a chance to talk to Coach Draney about, and it's in this week's paper, and you had former teammates Asefa Wetzel and Bubba Brown help kind of pace that. So you're on a little bit of a break now, but what was a typical daily workout as you were leading up to that time trial that you had prepared for yourself?
So through most of the spring, we were running some pretty high mileage. We were trying to get up to 60 miles a week and just build up a really solid aerobic base going into that. So usually running about 8 to 10 miles a day. When Mondays and Wednesdays, we get on the track as much as we could and just try to run fast. So whether that be 400 meter intervals, 800 meter like speed workouts, just trying to get the legs ready and get used to the paces to try and run fast. So
8 to 10 miles a day. Did I understand that correct? A day? That's kind of the goal?
Yeah, yep.
How do you keep it fresh, Peter? I mean, because you're talking about getting on the track as well, and let's be honest, running on the track has got to be more monotonous than running up in the hills.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, the track, it's fun to get on the track every once in a while, switch it up. Just running fast, it brings new light to the sport, I guess. You know, when you're on your knees after a workout, dry heaving, it makes it enjoyable.
Sign
me up. Now, it really does boil down to the fact that as far as mental toughness and the camaraderie. I mean, you and the guys that have graduated recently, the last 5 to 10 years ago, and Coach Draney, you guys walk the walk. You have goals in mind, not just in high school but beyond, and that's kind of the price it takes. And I guess if you're not afraid of throwing up, once you've done it so many times, you're just not scared of it anymore, like us normal people. That's I guess it's not a deterrent anymore, is it?
No. Yeah. One of those things, it never changes. It's always, you always step on the track, and that's always the same feeling, especially like the butterflies never go away before a race or something. But no, it's, you get used to it and you start to enjoy it more as time goes on. So
Peter Visser joining us this morning as part of First Bank Sports Friday. Peter, Star Valley High School has had such a tradition of distance runners over the past several years, and Dal alluded to that, and you've been part of this. Now heading into the senior season, and you've been a leader on this in this program for a while, but now you're the senior. And when you look back at the seniors ahead of you that you have looked up to as leaders, Asefa Wetzel and Shane Henderson, you know, some of the greats that have gone through the program, what have you learned from them that you think is going to help you be now a senior leader in this program?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast time goes by. And, you know, looking back on those guys, really they approach things very lightheartedly. They always got out and worked hard, but you know, this was never like super stressful for them, and they always tried to enjoy it as much as they could. And I think, you know, just try to live up to that as much as I can, because you know, it's gone by so fast. I remember as a freshman, I was just, you know, waiting until the day that I could step, graduate, and leave this place. But as I moved on and ran more and learn to like it more. It's crazy to think that we've only got one more year of it, and so I'm going to try to enjoy it as much as I can, and yeah, hope that the time slows down just a little bit so I can enjoy it a little bit more.
So, Peter, what are some of your goals personally and team-wise for this upcoming season and beyond? You've obviously got some attention from a lot of different schools. What are some of the things that you'd like to accomplish this year, and maybe fast forward a year from now in June of 2021, maybe where do you see yourself?
Yes, yeah, so I guess as far as the team goes, this upcoming cross season, you always want to defend the team title, so yeah, that's one of the big goals, and help bring along some of the younger guys this year that we've got, and make sure everyone kind of has similar goals in mind, so we can, you know, go defend our title on our home course this next year. And yeah, just, you know, run, it's always a big goal, just to run faster than the year before. So hopefully we can run some big PRs coming up in cross country and through the track seasons. I would like to try and qualify for one of the national cross country meets. That was one of my big goals last year. Unfortunately, I missed out on barely at both of the qualifiers, but so big motivation going into this next year. So, you know, that's kind of this, and hopefully we have a season next year to, you know, get out and run fast, because it's hard to run fast by yourself. So get the competition makes it a lot easier. So hopefully we can get some good races coming in. And yeah, after this off June of 2021, hopefully we're just finishing up, and I think I should be getting ready to head out on a mission for my church here, and then we'll come back and hopefully still have a good career ahead of me after that. So,
Peter Visser joining us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Peter, you mentioned how this is your last year, just trying to soak it in. What advice do you have for the young runners, the ones that are right now maybe in middle school or just coming into high school, that one day want to be able to graduate as decorated as Peter Visser is? What does it take? What advice do you have to give to the future of the program?
You got to be ready. You got to be ready to be ready to work. You can't overlook that, because it takes a lot of work. And if you're thinking that you're just going to go in there and just run a little bit a couple times a week, and you know, it's not going to happen. You got to put in the work, because running's not easy. Well, I'm not afraid to say that, because it's not. But yeah, running more makes it easier, and the more you run, the more you'll enjoy it. And so you just got to run and try to enjoy it as much as you can. Don't take it for granted, because you know, it's not going to be there forever. So,
Peter Visser joining us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Peter, thanks so much for your time. Looking forward to watching how your season goes in fall, of course, winter and spring as well. Appreciate you taking some time with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That's Peter Visser this morning on First Bank Sports Friday.